The National Retail Federation says families will spend 8% less this year than in 2008. Its survey shows those with K-12 students will spend about $550 per child this year, down from $600 the previous year. The economic downturn also has some families turning to community groups. Milwaukee St. Vincent de Paul Society figures it'll help 5,000 local children get school supplies this year, up from 4,000 last year. Development Director Mary Groilich.
I think it is people being laid off. We get calls for food, furniture, rent, medication. We've already seen a 12% increase in phone calls this year, starting to ask for school supplies.
In Madison, Rogaine Anderson helps run a school supplies program for the Vogel Foundation and Madison Urban Ministry. It serves needy children in Dane County. Anderson says last year, nearly 16,000 kids got supplies.
This year, the number of students who qualify as economically disadvantaged students is 17,500, which represents about 26% of the total student body.
That's more than a fourth of kids needing crayons, rulers, and backpacks. As for clothes, the Salvation Army and La Crosse helps eligible kids get new duds and shoes for back to school. Last year, they helped nearly 500 kids, and this year they're on track to do the same, if not more. Organizers say hard times are also hurting donations of school supplies. They urge families to reuse items and avoid taking any that they already have or don't need. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.